This is Jim Winger with KFRM Radio on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm east of Kingfisher, Oklahoma, and I happen to see the Oklahoma State Small Grains Extension Unit out cutting some test strips here, and I'm visiting with Tyler Lynch. Tyler, can you tell me a little bit about what you're doing out here?
Yes, so today we are harvesting the variety trials here at Kingfisher for the Oklahoma State Small Grains Variety Testing Group.
And how much wheat is there that you actually run tests on?
So we have 15 locations across the state, all the way from Altus up to Miami, and then all the way out to the Panhandle.
Are these new varieties or old varieties, or what kind of wheat are you testing?
So we are a public funding or a public testing unit, so companies will send us seed that we'll then test across. So we have multiple different companies, including like OGI, Westbred, Syngenta, Kansas State, or the Kansas Wheat Alliance, Colorado, and several. We have about 60 varieties in the test this year.
And what do you find out when you do the testing?
So we're testing, multiple locations across the state, of course, like different environments. But the main thing we're looking at is yield, test weight, and protein.
And even with small samples like you take on test strips, you can determine what the yield is?
Yes, so we are replicated. These are replicated trials. So for each variety trial, we have at least 4 replications.
And what happens from here?
From here, we'll collect the samples, then we'll take them back to the lab. We'll get protein analysis, and then that data will be analyzed, where my boss, the small grain extension specialist, Dr. Amanda Silva, will then post those results as soon as the data is analyzed.
And are these varieties that are available now?
Yes, most of these are available varieties. There are a few experimental.
When do the results come out?
Usually within, depending, but usually within a week or so after we harvest the location.
So are those published anywhere?
They're published on the OSU website. I believe it's wheat.okstate.edu.
Well, thank you, Tyler. That's very interesting. I've been visiting with Tyler Lynch just east of Kingfisher, Oklahoma.